Aztag, this is dictating on Suzanne Zapala. Suzanne, Suzanne. S as in Sam. Suzanne. Zapala is Zappala. P as in Paul. Zappala. Date of birth, 8/29/68. Date of visit, 5/29/25. Please make copy for Nancy Deeb. Deeb is D-E-E-B. Nancy Deeb. D as in David. D-E-E-B. Deeb. P-A. Next, dear Nancy, thank you for sending Suzanne Zapala for formal evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 56-year-old overweight female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, had a polysomnogram done in 2019. Following which she was placed on an auto-PAP setup, which she has been using, but has not been able to procure any equipment, and thus was purchasing them on her own. The patient states she uses the AutoPAP 4-20 centimeter pressure with full face mask and has been compliant and has been benefiting from it. She denies any daytime sleepiness or fatigue, and denies any palpitations, headaches, but has not lost any weight recently. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for partial thyroidectomy for goiter. And the patient apparently was treated for Hashimoto's thyroiditis in 2004. She also had a vitrectomy on the right in 2021, cataract surgery in 2022 on the right side, and has had retinal detachment, which was repaired. She has had recurrent EBV, EBV flare-ups, managed conservatively. The patient has hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism, and restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph, past history of the patient. I'm sorry, next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and PPIs and IV contrast for CT. And and shellfish. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of CHF, mother died of an aneurysm of the aorta. Next paragraph, let's see, habits. The patient denies smoking or any alcohol use. She works as a manager. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. no double vision, no cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. And she has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. She denies abdominal pain, but has heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising, but has muscle stiffness and aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Denies a urinary frequency, flank pains, but has hay fever. Next, Medlist. Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Pepcid 20 milligrams daily, Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white female, is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallid sign of the ictus superfluidema. Blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 97. HEND enormous, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung quills were clear. Heart sounds were regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, restless leg syndrome. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, patient has been advised to... can you also add numbers? 6 is lung nodule. Please add that in the... in the first paragraph, the patient states she had a CT chest done in New York in 2017, which showed a 4 millimeter right lung nodule. Needs follow up. Okay, in the plan, please add patient will go for a CT chest without contrast. Also, a copy of her sleep study will be requested. She will be given a new auto-PAP setup with full face mask and heated humidification. The patient will be given a the patient was advised to get a CBC, CMP, TSH, T3 level. And also advised about weight loss and regular exercise. And a follow-up is it approximately 4 weeks. I think it was constipation. Copy for Nancy Deep, D-E-E-B, P-A. Thank you. Dr. Suda.